بسمنا والابن الروح القدس الله الواحد امين. اجتمع كلكم اليوم يا ابائنا القديسين في هذا اليوم في تذكار كيفا وبولس الرسولين الراعيين العظيمين اللذين ليسوع المسيح. هذان اللذان رعيا المسكونه كلها في المراعي الحلوه جدا. كيفا هو اسمه باللغه العبرانيه الذي هو بطرس الصخره غير المتزعزعه، وايضا بولس ذو صوت العظيم قد بلغ صوته إلى أقطار الأرض، رد الشعوب من الضلالة التي لعبادة الأوثان إلى الملك المسيح. ولما أكمل خدمتهما التي اؤتمن عليها أراد الرب أن يأخذهما إليه. أما بطرس فقد صلب منكسا من أجل اسم المسيح، هكذا أكمل جهاده في مدينة روميا ومضى إلى النياح. وبولس هكذا في هذه المدينة نزعت رأسه بأمر نيرون الملك ومضي إلى المسيح إلى الحياة الأبدية والفرح غير الفاني إلى كمال الدهور. فمن أجل هذا نحن الشعوب المؤمنين نكمل تذكارهم بتسابيح عظيمة. هل تقف هذا؟
Hail to our Father, the apostles whom Christ made heads in the church. Hail to our Father Paul, the tongue of our Roma, the teacher of the nations and their preacher. Hail to Peter and Paul, the two apostles who restored the nations to the knowledge of Christ. Hail to the apostles who have the authority to bind and to loose sins. Hail to our Father Paul, whose teachings reached the ends of the world because of his high zeal. Hail to the ones who made the world new through the great powers and many wonders. Hail to the ones who labored in the field according to the apostolic calling. Hail to the ones whose service and the sweat which these struggles endured pleased Christ. Hail to the laborers and the workers who restored the world to God once again. Hail to the ones who brought corrupt service to an end and confirmed the holy everlasting faith. Hail to the ones whom God entrusted with his works, to whom he granted the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Hail to the struggler from Tarsus, the witness to Christ before the nations, through the prayers of my masters, the fathers, the apostles, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins.
Peter the apostle and Paul the wise, who could speak of their life and their love of Christ? Peter and Paul annihilated the power of Satan and restored the nations to the faith in the Trinity. Also, Peter and Paul, the spiritual farmers, brought down the temples and the worship of idols. Peter and Paul together are the laborers, the workers who restored all the nations to their Creator once again. Peter and Paul, the soldiers, struggled greatly in the apostolic battle with great effort. Peter and Paul truly endured many toils and great immeasurable suffering. Our Father Peter completed the struggle by the death of the cross in the great city of Rome for the sake of the name of Jesus Christ. They crucified him with his head inverted down, and thus he gave up his soul with joy and delight. And also, so also Paul in Rome. There they severed his head by order of Nero the king. They went to Christ the king, to the kingdom of heaven, where there is no sadness, wailing, or weeping. And they reposed with him in his everlasting kingdom forever, in life everlasting and persistent joy. May we, the faithful, complete their commemoration with great joy, with happiness, and without sadness. Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O my masters, the fathers, the apostles, Peter and Paul, that he may forgive us our sins.
Thank you.
Irene Ponzi, Cedro Beason, Matthias Mabalo, Himon, Kobla Kubul. Nafafioita Lemida Kudisunas Rata Padalam, receive the Holy Spirit, who sins you remit, are remitted to them, and those which you retain shall be retained. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness, your love, and mankind for your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. I have committed any sin against you, knowingly, unknowingly, unknowingly, for heart and deed and word, from faint-heartedness to a master who knows the weakness of men at the good and true. Grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us unto your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the adoration are due to good Father, Holy Spirit, the life-giver, who is of an essence with you now at all times and unto the age of the world. Ages. Amen. Going peace, the peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.